We take a look back this week to when the Iranian hostage situation began. We visit with one of those men who spent 444 days as a prisoner on this edition of the American Countryside.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. By wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers right away. If you're testing your blood sugar four or more times per day, injecting insulin three or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetic Health Hotline today and learn about the latest CGM technology. A CGM can immediately reduce pain. It's accurate, easy to use, and helps you make better diabetes treatment decisions. And if you have Medicare, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Plus, get free shipping, and we'll bill your insurance company for you. Call now to receive your new continuous glucose monitor at little or no out-of-pocket cost.
Paid for by U.S. Medical Supply.
Call 800-409-1936. That's 800-409-1936. Again, 800-409-1936. That's 800-409-1936.
November 4th, 1979 was the first of 444 days of captivity for Chuck Scott.
I've still got a scar on my neck where I had surgery when we got home, repaired damage to my spine that had been done when I was hung by my wrists for a couple of days and whacked on. And then after that, it was a lot of boredom, a lot of mind games, a lot of isolation.
There is no way to prepare a man for what Scott endured. There was nothing to do but soldier on, as he says.
I'd gone through the British Survival School and our survival school, but I always knew when I was in those schools that Saturday at noon I'd be sitting in the officers' club having a draft beer and a sandwich or something. It was going to be over. There was light at the end of the tunnel. When we were held, there was no light at the end of the tunnel. It wasn't faith in my country. It was faith in God. It was faith in myself.
Scott says a future Iranian president was one of his captors. A friend even sent him an old picture recently to prove the story.
A posed photo. Mahmoud Ahmadinejad standing outside the motor pool at the embassy, him with an Uzi and in sort of combat fatigues. And he still says he wasn't there. But if you read his website in Farsi before he was elected president, something he took great pride in, that he'd been one of the leaders of the takeover of the American embassy.
We'll have the rest of Chuck Scott's story next time as we travel the countryside. In Jonesboro, Georgia, I'm Andrew McRae.